listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me for the first time John Watson. John is the chairman and CEO of NV Gold Corp. He has had over 45 years of experience in the mineral resource industry. From 2002 to 2007, he was the president of Pan Nevada Gold Corporation, which prior to the completion of its plan of arrangement with Midway Gold Corp. Back in 2007, was a TSX-listed exchange company focused on the acquisition, exploration, expansion, and advanced stage gold projects in Nevada. And from 1979 to 1993, John was the president and CEO of Horizon Gold Corporation, which was listed on the NASDAQ from 1986 to 1993. Horizon Gold Corp. Built and operated two open-pit heap leach mines in Nevada during the period of 1985 through 1992. John holds a bachelor's degree in geology from the University of Texas and a master's in science in mineral economics from the Colorado School of Mines. And I might add that John is a very good friend of Dr. Quentin Henning, who is a frequent guest on this show. And Dr. Henning, I believe, is still on the board of directors of NV Gold Corp. Before I say hello to John, let me just tell you that the stock trades in Canada under the symbol NVX. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol NVGLF. 79.8 million shares, trading at a little earlier today, about 19 cents in Canadian only. Only 19 cents, giving a market cap of only around $15 million, which I think is a number you want to keep in mind as you start to think about what this company has in the ground and what it's looking to work on and explore and discover. John, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jay. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And the last time that NV Gold was discussed in this show, Peter Ball was the president of the company. He has since resigned. Just recently he resigned. With his departure, will the company be making any changes in any direction?
Jay, as I mentioned in a shareholder letter, which I published last week, the recent transition from Peter to myself has been quite smooth. Peter has been really helpful in transferring the necessary information and has been working with me on investor contacts as well as the duties of various contractors and so forth. Equally important, as you are aware, I've remained the chairman throughout Peter's tenure, so I've remained up to date on the direction of the company's business, and in particular, I've kept apprised of the technical matters in respect of our field operations. Having been an exploration geologist and an executive in Nevada for over 40 years, I have a deep understanding of the landscape. Mm-hmm. There won't be any significant changes in our geologic approach to our advanced projects, in particular, Sandy and Slumber. Mm-hmm. And there will only be minor adjustments to our exploration philosophy. Mm-hmm. We will still be searching Nevada more with an eye to the obscured deposits hidden from the easy view. Mm-hmm. I elaborated more in this shareholder's letter that I referred to, and it's posted on our website under Investors CEO Letters.
All right.
For those who have only recently been introduced to NV Gold, I was the founder of the company in 2009, investing my own funds for our first exploration program.
All right. So I guess you're very much in tune with what's going on then. John, are you there?
I am indeed.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I lost. All right. So let's get on to
give you a chance to get a word in edgewise.
Oh, no. You're the guest. People don't want to hear much from me. If anything, I'm told to be quiet and let my guests talk. So let's get on to a couple of your projects. The Sandy project, which you just mentioned, I know that you've had a lot of hopes for that project. The early exploration results were less than spectacular, I guess, to the untrained. You know, lots of people are looking for the instant gratification in this, you know, especially retail investors, and they're looking for the big hit, and they want to hit and run and make a quick buck and get away. It doesn't usually work that way in this business, and Sandy came out with some results recently that the market seemed to be a bit disappointed in. I saw a sell-off about 35%. from around 35 cents to 20 cents or something like that. But what are you seeing? You're continuing on to explore that. What do you see there that tells you this is worth continuing to look into?
There's a lot more to the story. High-grade epithermal targets are really challenging to explore. The deposits are physically small, so it's a bit like aiming at a postage stamp across a parking lot with a blindfold on. But seriously, they can contain a large number of ounces at extremely good grades, but they come in a small package. That translates, however, to a potentially a low cost per ounce and very high profitability. Sandy certainly holds this kind of promise. The drilling completed in our Q1 program hit low-grade gold in almost every hole, covering a long strike length and had significant width. There was strong solidification over the entire large area, and we intersected quite a number of near-surface, pyritized, gold-bearing quartz veins. All of these factors suggest a robust gold system at depth. Our next step is an additional round of geophysics, namely induced potential and resistivity, hopefully providing encouragement to more precisely target the next round of deeper holes. I know that everyone points out that there have been, as you just did, some notable successes in the past year, like Great Bear and Newfound Gold, but it's not likely they achieve those levels of results without a heck of a lot of hard work to get there. Patience is required. We have to do the work. And I might add here that the 2021 program utilized a truck-mounted RC drill with limited reach and it had some difficulty with the abundant groundwater. We'll hopefully have access to more powerful equipment in the next program, whether we choose core or deep RC. But I need to point out that both of these types of rigs are really in short supply, particularly in Nevada. We need to be patient and wait for the right equipment for the next program.
Yeah, patience is rewarded, even though maybe investors aren't always aware of it. So you don't know exactly when you might do some more drilling there at this stage.
We don't. Our goal is to make the next program probably in Q1. Again, this will depend on a number of things. Availability of equipment and personnel is first and foremost. Weather would also be a consideration, but the weather at Sandy is usually pretty good. It's in a rain shadow, so we don't have the big snows and so forth to deal with.
Well, let's talk about Slumber, the Slumber Project, which is named after the famous Sleeper gold mine, which Amex Gold years ago, I was a banker at the time, was involved in the gold loan that was made to Amex that helped them monetize that very rich rich gold deposit. And they had a lot of lower grade stuff too, but it was that rich high grade, many ounces per ton in some cases, as I recall. And so your Slumber, you had some results in May that were encouraging, I believe. You had made a new oxide discovery, I believe, that you weren't aware was there, measured some 600 meters in width. Talk about your plans for Slumber.
Okay. Well, it's had two early-stage drill programs over the past 2 years, and both of the programs did intersect encouraging mineralization, as you just pointed out. The geophysics that we've done supports both deeper potential below the drilling recently completed and, importantly, a shallower, what we call a resistor target north of the recent program. This target is relatively shallow and strongly supported by our past few drill holes. It's important for a couple of reasons. There is significant groundwater at Slumber, just like at Sandy, which makes the deeper RC drilling or core drilling a bit challenging. The resistor target is well within reach of most RC drills, water or no water. It'll be the next program and could get underway in the next couple of months. Again, I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but depending upon availability of drill equipment. Deeper diamond core drilling at Slumber is certainly warranted, but the core equipment and personnel are still in short supply, so we can't predict what, you know, at exactly what quarter we can get the rig on the site. It's more likely to occur in Q1 or Q2. The RC program testing the shallow target, which will hopefully happen much sooner, and will further advance our geologic understanding of the gold system overall and better focus the deeper program later.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep our eyes on those projects. And the sooner we can get the news, the better. The market really wants to hear, that's for sure. Let's move on, though. You have a lot of other things going on here. You just acquired some new projects. I'm looking at, I think, some Spanish Canyon, Discovery Bay, Pickle Handle, some of those. What are your thoughts there, and why did you pick them up?
Well, all three of those projects that you just mentioned were brought in by Thomas Klein, our VP of Exploration, and they're all three beyond the initial stage of reconnaissance, and there's a good probability that one or more of them may see an initial drill program for the end of the year. All three are subtle expressions that rely on sensitive sampling methods to identify the targets. Now, when I speak of the subtle expressions and the sensitive sampling methods, this is the future of exploration in Nevada and the Great Basin. I'd like to say that most of the easy gold in Nevada already resides in a bank in Switzerland, but there are still large deposits waiting to be found in Nevada, just that they're more challenging to find. Yeah, Nevada is one of the great gold provinces on the planet, and a great portion of it is covered by valleys and volcanics, which have been poorly explored. I mean, just imagine for a moment a junior company discovering a gold quarry or a gold rush. That potential is still there.
Yeah, it's just harder to find. The easy stuff's been picked up long ago in Nevada.
Indeed.
So you've picked up, you have a lot of other things going. You have something like 20 projects in your portfolio. We just have about 3 or 4 minutes left here, but talk to us about all the other things that you have going on. And I guess you're maybe going to make some of those available for other companies to spend some money.
That is correct. With the current frenzy of activity in Nevada, these other projects are of increasing value and have a relatively low holding cost. Well, I'll be a little quicker here. Yeah. But I point out that, you know, looking at both myself and our board, all of us are experienced geologists. There are no car salesmen or pot entrepreneurs, because those guys hardly ever find gold deposits. But in addition, we have several well-known advisors that contribute regularly to our planning and our technical discussions. Thomas Klein, who is now in charge of our field operations and VP of Exploration, came to us from Newmont, where he was engaged for decades as a senior geologist in worldwide exploration. You know, he spent the last decade or more in Nevada and has numerous gold discoveries to his credit. He came on board in January and is now fully in control of the exploration management. From a news flow perspective, we have 4 to 6 projects that will be fully active over the next 12 months, and it will include two that will be undertaking second or third stage drilling and possibly 2 or 3 additional initial drilling programs with substantial discovery potential. So to kind of sum things up, I'll give you 5 compelling reasons that NVX stands out among the top tier of junior exploration companies.
One, yeah, because there's hundreds of them out there, so let's hear it.
Indeed there is. There is a multitude. First, we possess highly experienced management. We have over 150 years of Nevada experience among ourselves. 2, we have a good cash position with approximately $4 million, which is adequate for the next 12 months or more to complete our work plan. 3, our property pipeline consists of advanced projects, multiple geologic environments, and varied target types. We have a good inventory of projects with promising prospects for a home run. Remember, exploration is a numbers game.
Yeah,
our share structure shows 79 million shares issued, which is tight for a 12-year-old company, and management is well invested in this company with participation in multiple private placements since the beginning. And I could add that I personally continue to have a significant cash stake in NV Gold and have had since the very first day. Our value promise is that our priority is money in the ground. Our people have the experience to make that money count, and discovery is our goal. So in short, NVX is an experienced exploration company with great prospects, a good cash position, a solid work plan, and a willingness to intelligently take the risks to make the significant discovery.
You know, well, it's a share structure is very appealing. A minimal, a really small market cap of $15 million with very good, strong technical people. That certainly is the recipe for success. We just need to have a little patience, I guess, and we'll be looking forward to the news. News flow as it comes out. You mentioned there should be some news, I suppose, with some of those joint venture partners that will be doing some drilling. And let's keep our fingers crossed and hope we get some good news. And we look forward to keeping up with your story, John, as things go forward. It certainly is, I think, you know, one of these that you might want to pick up some shares and hold on to them and wait. They're very cheap right now, very inexpensive. And that's the time to buy them. And having good management, you know, this is a game of intellectual property, really. It's geologists, and most people don't have any understanding, really, much of an understanding of how much technical work and how much science goes into finding these. And so really what you want to do is look at the board, look at the members of management and their abilities. And, of course, well known to listeners of this show is Dr. Quentin Hanning, who I know is very close to your company, is also knows you very well, and no doubt you have some of his input from time to time as well. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, John, for being with us, and we'll look to keep up with your story going forward.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jay. Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, folks, so we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because John Rubino will be back with me. He's got a bunch of things on his mind. These current markets are very challenging, also have great potential if you're on the right side of them. So don't go away. We'll be back with John Rubino right after the break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barikoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Labrador Gold is an exploration company focused on its flagship Kingsway project, located in central Newfoundland Gold District. Labrador Gold's first phase drilling program has successfully identified high-grade gold mineralization, including a 3.6-meter intercept, grading 20.6 grams per ton gold, and 1.85 meters, grading 50.38 gram per ton gold. The company has approximately $35 million in the treasury and is led by a world-class team of CEO Roger Moss and technical advisors Sean Ryan and Quentin Henney.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.